You are listening to Questionable Material with Jack Helmuth and Brian Sack. This is the interview with the new leader of ISIS, taken from Questionable Material number 6.
We are finally at that point, Brian, where we've got the interview. I know how excited you are. And this one is a big one. This is a newsmaker like we haven't had before.
Who?
We've had some celebrities. So we have Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, the new leader of ISIS, Brian, is in the house.
Yikes.
And going to be on our podcast.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that exciting, though?
A little creepy, but yeah.
Creepy, but exciting. Like, sure. We get to ask some pretty hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
So why don't we bring him out? So you know him from his work as...
Oh, my God.
What?
I got to go. I'm sorry. I know you're going
to... You can't... What do you... Why? We're about to interview the new leader of ISIS.
Have you been down to the Oculus at the World Trade Center?
No.
It's a big, expensive shopping mall that was built by bin Laden, basically.
Oh, no.
So they've got this shopping mall there, and it's underneath World Trade Center 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And it's like a big high-end shopping mall, and all the stores just keep going out of business. I love it. I love to go there and just sit there and watch the stores go out of business.
Oh, so sort of like watching, like people watching. You can just see like boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
It's the things go out of business so quickly at this mall there that it's mind boggling. So I need to go down there because I don't even know. We just lost the coffee shop last week and I'm waiting for Kusmi Tea to call it quits.
Oh.
So I might just sit outside of there and just see if they shutter or swatch. I don't know. It's super exciting.
Well, normally when you wind up not doing these big interviews with me, normally there's like a little bit of urgency behind them, even though I still find it to be unacceptable and unprofessional.
Yeah.
This is just you. You're just people watching.
I just really enjoy it. I got to tell you, sometimes I got to do stuff for me. I don't like to use the third person. My dad always said it meant you were crazy, but Brian really wants to go down there and watch the stores go out of business.
Well, if I feel very abandoned by this, Brian. I don't think this is cool at all.
I apologize.
Yeah, you form in a question, but I don't think you're sorry. But go ahead. If you're going to leave, go.
I'm sorry?
No, don't. Just go.
I'm sorry.
Nope, that's just a weirder way of asking a question. That's not a question. Just go.
Do you mind?
Yes.
All right. I'll be back.
No, you won't.
I will later.
Yeah, next episode.
Yep. For sure. What the... Jack, are these yours?
What, Brian?
Are these your sheep?
No, oh no, that's our guest's sheep. He's the leader of ISIS. He thinks it's currency.
All right, one got out.
Is it in?
No. I think that sound was the sheep being hit by a bus.
Brian, damn it.
I'll see you next week. Say sorry to the guy.
Can you do it?
Ask a lot of questions.
Good note, Brian. Thanks. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Let's get right to the chase. We have a major newsmaker here. This is going to be big for the podcast. I think all the news outlets are going to pick this up. I would like to welcome our guest, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, the new leader of ISIS.
You can call me Abu.
Abu. Okay. Thank you, Abu.
Yes, Abu.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Is this your first time in New York?
Yes, it is. Yes, yes. I like it very much.
Yeah?
Yes, yes, yes.
What as a tourist, let's say, as a first timer, yes. What are your thoughts on the city?
I love the city. Went down to Ground Zero, checked it out. It was very nice.
Yeah, sort of a, you know, stoic, sad place to be.
Love it. Love it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, sort of for us, it's very sad.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, you know, what's fascinating to me is the Statue of Liberty is so small. Yeah, you think it's much bigger in the movies, and then you look at it, I could blow that up.
Huh? Well, your English is pretty good, by the way.
Thank you, Azza.
Where did you pick it up?
The University of Phoenix online.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's really.
Excellent course.
You got your degree?
Yes, I have a doctorate.
In what?
Women's studies.
No kidding.
Yes.
And have you used your degree in any way?
Not particularly. Not a lot of women where I am. And the ones who are there pretty much stay indoors a lot, Jack.
Sure. What do they do? Are they they're homemakers?
Homemakers, home hiders, home stayers, you know, the huge.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that makes sense. Where were you during the raid that killed al-Baghdadi?
Or al-Baghdadi.
Al-Baghdadi. Excuse me.
Al-Baghdadi. Oh, yes. Well, I was actually getting lunch at Blimpy.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know you had a Blimpy over there.
Yes. There's a Blimpy just outside of Kazakhstan, and I went there.
Okay.
Yes.
Boy, that's... You know, you hear about the conditions in Afghanistan.
And it's not so good.
Yeah. Then you hear that there's a Blimpy and you realize just how bad it is.
Yes.
That's really.
Oh. Oh, I see where you went with that.
You know, now that you're in charge.
Yeah.
Now that you're the sort of big man on campus, what plans do you have for ISIS?
Well, Jack, we learned over the years that people react very negatively to our tactics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're standing up, firing a machine gun into a crowd of people. They don't like it.
No.
Jack, you know, car bombs, they don't like it. Kidnappings, beheadings, they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So al-Baghdadi was just about to release this new... methodology. We call it Jizadun.
Oh, gosh, that sounds scary. What? I'm afraid to ask. What does that mean?
Yeah. Jizadun is the jihad of annoyance.
Hmm.
Our plan is to annoy the West until they succumb to the will of Allah. And to do this, Jack, we will annoy the living crap out of you.
That sounds horrifying, I guess. Like what? Like annoy us by, you know, killing a bunch of civilians?
No, as I told you, killing civilians is not popular. We have learned it is negative, but annoying them is somewhat more acceptable. So, Jack, what we will do? Well, imagine you with your bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there, and someone, a brave and noble lion of the caliphate, comes running up with a padlock and locks your bike to a telephone pole.
Oh, what a jerk.
Laughing all the way, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, ha 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 ha, running down the street. What do you do now, Jack? You don't have a bike anymore, do you?
No.
Then you will succumb to the will of Allah.
Yeah, would I go that far in that moment?
Oh, it might take time, but we have other plans, Jack.
Like what?
Well, imagine you're just about to sit down to watch the season finale of Game of Thrones, Jack.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. One of the big moments of the year for me.
Yes. And then a noble warrior comes running into the room.
No.
Jon kills Daenerys.
No
and
way.
Runs out the window, Jack.
No.
Yes, Jack. We will spoil movies, television, you... Name it.
Monsters.
Yes, we are willing to do that, Jack. Until you succumb to the will of Allah.
Okay, what? I give up.
Already?
Yes.
I have more.
I'm on your... Okay, fine. What else do you have for the people who are stronger than I?
Imagine, Jack, you like to post your recipes on the internet.
I can't imagine being that boring.
Well, imagine you do.
Okay.
And then someone posts a review saying, I exchanged the sugar for agave syrup and these cookies are terrible. And they give you a 1-star review, Jack.
But you didn't follow the recipe. Why would you?
It doesn't matter. I do it for Allah.
Oh, that is annoying. Just follow the recipe and the cookies would turn out great.
We will annoy you with Jizadun.
God, the Jizadun is despicable act.
You will succumb to the will of Allah.
Can't you just kill some people I don't know?
I don't want to kill anybody anymore, no. Jack. It's super unpopular. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, God, I'm so annoyed right now.
We will park in front of the Lincoln Tunnel and run away screaming, ha 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 ha, Allah,
But then I can't get out of the city in
exactly,
a timely way.
Jack, you'll be so annoyed you will succumb to the will of Allah.
You're a bastard.
What?
You know what? You're right. I'm better than that. I am sorry I got angry.
Shakram.
Well, let me ask you this. This sounds like it's a heinous, brilliant new tactic.
Yes, Jack.
And,
we spent a lot of time formulating this, Jack.
I guess you've had time.
Yes, well, not a lot going on, being honest.
Okay.
Thanks for your honesty. Caliphate got a little smaller than we expected.
Yeah, I bet it did. So, has the pullout of U.S. troops helped you, do you think?
It is very hard, Jack, we learned, to fight people who have weapons.
Sure, I would imagine.
Very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So much easier to kill soft targets. But when it's somebody with a gun, maybe a sight on the gun, maybe night vision goggles, much harder.
Yeah, when the people are trained.
Yeah, not good. And we don't do so well in these environments.
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest problem we face.
I would imagine that would be.
You know, if one thing, you know, your baby shower, you walk in, you huggle up, and you blow yourself up, Jack.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yep.
It's another, if there's the 4th Armored Divisions over there. Let's go take them out. Never works as planned.
Yeah, baby shower versus the 4th Armored Division.
Yeah.
So in what other ways, what other big changes will we see and that are going to affect our day-to-day life throughout this country?
Well, we have a lot of new fonts.
A lot of new fonts?
Yes, Jack.
We should only be one or two fonts. That's all we need.
Jack.
I see the list on my Microsoft Word and it drives me crazy because I don't know what they all are. It's
well, Jack, I will have you know that we have smuggled on a thumb drive every font you can imagine, every size.
Why would you just pick one, serif or sans serif?
We are going to attack you with fonts like you have never seen before. All the ISIS media will be so filled with different fonts, you will be perplexed, you will be confused, you will not understand what is happening, and you will submit to the will of Allah.
God, I miss the old guy. I miss al-Baghdadi.
He was a bit of a dick, to be honest.
How do you recruit fighters to your cause?
Well, it's a little difficult, being honest. Because maybe you get the first batch, you know, fool me once.
Uh-huh.
But then when they realize they get killed, and then the next batch gets killed, and then the next batch gets killed,
mm-hmm.
and then the next batch gets killed,
mm-hmm.
then the next batch gets killed.
Okay.
And one more batch gets killed.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you're like, oh, come join us in mm-hmm. this fight for this glorious caliphate. And they say, well, I don't know. A lot of my friends, they got killed.
Right. Literally, they're all dead.
Yes. But there are two ways to combat this, Jack.
Okay.
One, you say, well, they're not really dead. They're martyred.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a paradise with Allah and a lot of sexy ladies who've never had sex before.
Oh, yeah. And as most sexy ladies haven't.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Maybe there's a problem with them that nobody's having sex with them.
Uh-huh.
If they're very pretty.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not very pretty, Jack.
Oh.
Oh, that's something to worry about. I will talk to my imam.
Here's a question for you. Why do you think your interpretation of Islam is the proper one?
Well, Jack, I don't want to get into details.
Oh, that, no, you just made a sound, and that was not an answer to a question.
That's not an answer?
No.
Cut me. Listen, the most important thing, Jack.
Yes.
Jack, is to understand that there is only one God but Allah,
mm-hmm.
and Muhammad is his messenger.
If that's what you want us to say, absolutely.
That is what is on the flag of ISIS, Jack.
Is it?
Yes. And coincidentally, the flag of Saudi Arabia. Isn't that interesting, Jack? Okay.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Jack. Or as we say, shakram.
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 You. Okay. So if you could just,
I'm missing one sheep, Brenda.
Brenda?
Yeah.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you,
It's a pretty sheep. By the way, you may have noticed your phone.
Yeah.
Try your passcode.
Okay, hold on. You monster.
Jizadun!
Go! That was Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, the vile new leader of ISIS. Okay.
That was questionable material. Subscribe to this podcast. Visit us at qmpodcast.com. Email us at contact@qmpodcast.com.